chief executives, experience has taught us that a lot of the tension that arises in the districts and frustrates the work of government comes from at times fractious relationship between members of parliament and chief executives. Please avoid such conflicts and let the MPs get their share of the common fund timeously. I do not and cannot and nor want to issue any edicts on anybody's political ambitions. It is enough to point out that many of the tensions between chief executives and MPs also start when chief executives want to run for parliament. I mention it as something worth keeping in mind as a possible source of trouble. Also, do not overlook one important historical fact. The misfortunes of the ruling party in the general elections of 2000, 2008, and 2016 had a lot to do with the collapse in relations between chief executives and MPs of the then ruling parties. I believe that the new paradigm of effective governance demands maximum cooperation between chief executive, MPs, and the new kids on the block, the officials of the development authorities. The closer and more sincere will be the cooperation, the greater and more extensive will be the development.
President Akufo-Addo noted that the successful implantation of the government's flagship programs like the One District, One Factory policy and $1 million per constituency would depend on the work of the MMDCEs. He charged them to be positive agents of the change Ghanaians voted for.
The people of Ghana spoke loudly and clearly on December 7 last year. Whether this cry for change will be truly reflected in the lives of the people will depend very much on what type of chief executive they get. The best efforts of the President of the Republic and the Ministers of State will be brought to naught if you in this room do not perform creditably. The people and of Ghana will see and feel and know the change they voted for has truly arrived if and when their chief executive delivers on the promises of government. It starts, of course, with the attitude you adopt towards people. You can easily get caught up in the honorable and excellency game and begin to think the change has indeed come because you're now being called honorable or excellency, or because you're now riding in an eye-catching vehicle and you're living in the most imposing house in town. Chief executives, change will be measured in better sanitation and a more wholesome environment. People will know there's change when the quality of local schools improve. They will know there's change when there are jobs for young people. And they'll know there's change when officials come to work on time. The people in your districts, municipalities, and metropolises are not looking for a different set of people from the last set to lord it over them. They're not looking for a new set of people to jump the red lights and traffic queues instead of working to find solutions to the traffic jams for all of us. People will know there's been no change if a three-unit classroom block is still built at exorbitant cost to the state, and if contractors are not being paid on time and businesses are suffering.
President Akufo-Addo urged the MMDCEs to use their internally generated funds judiciously and not to over-rely on the district assembly's common fund.
The genuine sense of fair competition will come into the operation of the districts. We should be able to see the difference in the quality of school from one district to the other due to the quality of the supervision. We should be able to judge for ourselves quite soon what one district does with its $1 million and compare it with what another district does with theirs. It is up to you in this hall to make the One District, One Factory initiative a success. The challenge is very much for the deprived areas to take advantage of these programs to bring change to your districts. You have the opportunity to change your districts from places where people move from to places where people move to. Let your factories thrive and you will soon discover that people will move to your districts instead of the current position where all our young and strong people move away to Accra and Kumasi. While a lot of funds will be flowing to the districts, and every attempt will be made to get the common fund allocations to you regularly and on time, I urge you to work on internally generated funds. You will not make the progress you should if your development program is solely dependent on the relatively meager sums you get from the common fund allocation. And please, apply your district assembly common fund judiciously towards the execution of planned and approved projects.
President Akufo-Addo speaking at an orientation program for MMDCEs in Accra.